Beis Shabbat, Sunday the 13th of January, Bavai Rafol Moshe Gettinger. Lessons in Family Chinuch. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Ilan Nishmas, Reb Michoel ben Reb Yehuda Adler, and Reb Yitzchok ben Reb Menachem Moshe Meir Rosenberg. Aleichem Shalom.
I want to thank the organizers for the opportunity to share with you some Devei Torah, Devei Machshava today. To take the trouble out in the early morning on a rest day and to come together to learn Torah is not easy. Then that's what being a Yid is all about. And in a way, it's an inspiration even for me, myself. I think the title of the discussion, I was asked for a topic, so I called it Lessons in Chinuch. But really, it's a broad topic. But lesson number one in Chinuch is that it's relevant a whole lifetime. Chinuch is not just when you're at a young age. Chinuch is a lifelong occupation. You're constantly growing. And that's one of the purposes we're put here for in this world by the Reibishter. To constantly grow. I remember my mashgiach Leikud Reb Nosson Vachtfeigel Zuchonu Revrocha, when he was nifta, so Me'chaim Rechaim with the present mashgiach Reb Matisyol Zolzayn Gesund. He was masped him. I think he was the last one after 13 people that preceded him. And in the way he summed up the Mashgiach Zuchonu Levracha of Nosson's lifetime of work with the one thought that he shared. He said that when he came to be the Mashgiach in Lakewood, Reb Nosson had pursued him for years to come and asked the Matisyahu to be his successor. And when he finally came, they overlapped by 2 years. So Reb Nosson said to him, let's have our own personal private Seder in a Musa Sefer. So he said, fine, what should we learn? So he said, well, I think they ended up making a Seder in Toma Devoira, one of the classics from a Kadmai. He says, I think I could go through that again, Reb Nosson said. So the Matisyo looks at him and he says, Stoma de Mashkiach kennt dem Sefer ganz gut. He probably knows it. You probably know the Sefer, well, inside and out. There were so many years of living and studying Musa. So you feel the need to look at it, go through it again. So Reb Nosson looks at Reb Matisyon and said, and he's a man of 90 years old, and he said, Mekenal amo besavelen. You could always improve, no matter how old you are, what your age is, there's always room for improvement. That's chinuch, a whole lifetime. And it has many various shapes and forms. But one of the main components of it is to have a sense of purpose and what we're here for in this world. To know your place and know your purpose. And that many times requires constant vigilance of cheshbon ha-nefesh and taking stock of where I'm coming from, where am I heading to, and what's my next challenge to be mischanech and improve upon. Every morning in Bechas HaShachar, that's a daily bakosha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Baruch of Amar V'Sheino, the first thing we ask is, Shetagileinu B'Sar HaSecha. The interesting key word, Targileinu B'Sar HaSecha, not to Lamdeinu, but Targileinu, help me become Rogel, and habitual. Isn't that something that you're not supposed to be? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Rabbeinu Yonah expounds on it, mitzvahs anoshim milamodah, to do things out of habit? Is that something that is not supposed to be the case? It's always supposed to be, adhadvolim ha'eil ha'shanechim yitzavcho ha'yoyim, every day it should be like it's day number one. It should be like it's fresh and new. And hear the choice of word in the bakosha every morning. Our first bakosha is shatargi leinu b'sar secha. We should be rogel. Rogel means habit, used to. I thought that's something that's not so recommended. The answer is, it's a reference to your constant chinuch. Every day, you're climbing to a new point, a level, a challenge that you haven't mastered yesterday. And today, it will become something that I am rogel and familiar with, and not a challenge anymore. Tomorrow will be a new challenge. And that's how Avodas Hashem is its process. Chinuch, to be mechanech yourself, develop some new, recline to some new level, develop some new facet that they have not yet developed in Avodas Hashem and acquisition of Torah. That's chadoshim. And make it rogel. And after that, you go to the next point. And the next challenge, that is chadosh for you. If you only learned an omid a day, daf yomi maybe was a bit too much to master. No, now I will master. If I'm a daf yomi person, but I don't have a Mishnah Yoimis learning program. You know, if you learn Daf Yoimi, the worldwide program, you're not necessarily finishing Shas. Because there's quite a bit of Mishnayis that does not have Gemara on it. Shas is Shisha Sedolim, including all the Mishnayis. So what about all the Zroim and Taharis? Someone just isn't conscious of that, and he's missing such a beautiful, important segment of the Shisha Stolen. Oh, let me add Mishnah Yoimis to my learning program. That's how Avodas Hashem is supposed to be. Chadoshim, but Tagileinu. Chinuch, constantly. I'm a chanuch myself, till I become rogel in one level, then I climb to the next level. A whole lifetime. Mekenal amo besavelen, as Reb Nosson said. If you just don't lose sight of your purpose and aim of what Hashem wants from us in this world. The Gemara, that there's a phrase in the Gemara that someone up Shemayim and looked at the overview of all the people and their rankings, and his reflection was, "Isi b'nei aliyah v'hein mu'atim." It's the minority to be actually from the b'nei aliyah. B'nei aliyah means those who are climbing constantly. Yankov Avinu's ladder is the model. One end is Altsa, and the other end is Magia Shemayim, and you climb the rungs of that ladder. In Yiddish, the expression is Medav Steigen. Steigen means to climb. When we were Bochman Yeshiva, I don't know if today that's the hemd anymore, but we used to, upon parting of ways, if the end of the day or the end of the Zman, the expression we used to say was Steigois. Be a climber. That's what it's all about. A whole lifetime. With a sense of purpose of where you come from and where you're heading to. We mentioned that Fiyomi, I would like to share with you a thought about a puzzling Gemara that if you're a Fiyomi learner, you learned it recently, that it leaves you wanting to understand just plain chatting the Gemara that the Gemara itself doesn't clarify. But upon contemplation, it leads to a picture that is very worthwhile sharing. And it's about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who gave us Torah Shebaal Peh in detail. Moshe Rabbeinu brought it all down, but he saw in the future, he showed him, saw in the future. Rabbi Akiva is the one who's going to be the one in actual detail, give all the Torah Shebaal Peh L'doilus. But the Gemara brings an interesting more in the beginning of Perek HaZoyot in Shabbos, the banner of Tzadi Vav Mabeis going on to Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara brings an interesting machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira about the Mekoshish Eitzim. And the Chumash brings the episode in the Midbar, the person, an unnamed, anonymous person who's Mekoshish Eitzim. He did some form of Chil Shabbos in the Midbar. When the Kohen Yisrael was in the Midbar, it doesn't say exactly what he did, so it's a different opinion. In the Gemara, what the Malacha was, Ma'amer, whatever it is, but it doesn't say his name. So the Gemara brings a b'raisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Mekoshish Zet Tzlofchot. It's Tzlofchot, the one who had five daughters, who asked for Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. So where does Rabbi Akiva derive it from? He makes a Gzeira Shova. The episode of the Mekoshish Eitzim was Mechal Shabbos begins with the words Vayiyu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar Vayimsu Ish Mekoshish Eitzim. In the Midbar they found a person doing that Merocha. And elsewhere the Torah B'Ahavonu, elsewhere in Chumash it says by the daughters of Tzrofchot who came with their request to Moshe Rabbeinu Avinu Meis Bamidbar. Our father died in the Midbar and he didn't leave over any sons. And so on. So Mala Halon, it says there by Midbar, and it's do we know it's Tzrofchot? Afkan Tzrofchot. So here where it says Vayu Bnei Yisrael by Midbar in the episode Mekoshish Sheitzim, it's Tzrofchot. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says to Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Akiva ben kach or ben kach ata osed rite nesadin. In any event, whether you're right or you're wrong in identifying the Mekoshish Eitzim, you're going to pay a price for it and be punished. Because im kidvarecho, even if it's you are correct, but hatoylik isosoy v'hatam megalo isoy, the Torah covered up and didn't say who it was. So what? You're revealing who it is. So you'll be punished for that. V'im lav. And if you're not correct, then you'll be punished because you're being You're slandering someone who is a tzaddik and calling him a mechal Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks a question on that, but didn't he have gzeirah shava? So it says gzeirah shava loy goma. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira didn't have this gzeirah shava. So Tosfos asks, so what does he want for an Abakiva? So let the Abakiva teach him. This is what I received, Zerah Shava, to teach us this lesson, and you should learn that from me. So Taisvah says, Zerah Shava, they had handed down a certain set amount of how many words in the Torah were meant to be nidrash for Zerah Shava, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's count, this wasn't one of them. It would make the count one more than the number he had received. So he's saying, well, so is this, maybe I should be replacing one of them that I did receive with this one? No, but it's Maisi Laz. Or it's a Torah with Machasa. For my reasoning, we should not consider this Zerusha as one of the ones to be done. Okay, the question to ask is, there's a second shot, Messiah Sashas brings from the Oluch, that Gzereshova Loi Gomer goes on Rabbi Akiva. And it's a more direct way of answering Taisus Kasha. It's not the kind of Gzereshova that is Ishmi Piyish from Mount Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, handed down. It's Mevu and Lishoinim. There are two types of Gzereshova. One is something that you learn a halacha from that needs to have been given to you. This word teaches us a certain halacha by comparing it to the word there elsewhere, as if the halacha there is said over here. That you have to have your Rebbe teach you, Ishmi Piyish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another category of Gzeirah Shava that is one of Rifalish HaMikra. To understand what the Pasuk says, the Torah wants you to have an observation of a common word for Gili Milsa to understand it, and that you could be Dairish on your own. That's something that you yourself could be Mechadesh and elucidate, and you don't need your Rebbe to have to teach it to you, to have handed it down to you. And that was the type of Zereshova Rebbe Akiva was Dairish here in teaching us who the Mekoshe Sheitz and what his identity was. And so Rabbi Yehuda Maseira is telling him, you're being doyrish something as like one of your chidushim and pirush hamikra elucidation. This is something here that is out of line, so to speak. That also Dr. Litin Asadin, you'll pay a price for that, because the Torah was covering it up and preserving his covered, whoever the Mekaysh Sheitzim is. If it's tzrofcha, tzrofcha. So why are you revealing it and reducing his cover? And of course, if he wasn't the right person, then surely then they pay a price for Moitzing Laz. But this is the Gemara and the Rishonim. The question is, he didn't give him a response. Usually, when you have a give and take or an argument to it, there's a give and take. Now, what is the Edoch? What is the other opinion? Other person's opinion of how to answer this argument? And the Gemara is silent. It doesn't give you Rebbe Akiva's response. So that question was one that bothered me all many years. It would seem if the Gemara doesn't even discuss it, that it's the type of question we should be able to answer just from knowing the Rabbi Akiva, where he came from, and what his role in Mesoiva Satoyga was all about. That would then speak for itself. And I think I arrived at that kind of a picture I want to share with you. let's think a little bit about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in the Masechta Soita says a whole list of Tanoim there that with their departure, when they were nostalgic, sort of like, oh, bottle this attribute, and bottle that attribute. But they represented godless and certain midas and attributes that with their histalkus, you didn't have it anymore. On Rabbi Akiva, it says, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Otu Kovra Toyla. Honor for Toyla, sort of like was ceased. Why? Why with Rabbi Akiva's Petila? So Rashi says, because Kovod of Torah and Hodor of Torah is reflected and demonstrated when you show how every word and every letter in the Torah has its contribution and what it teaches you. That's its Kovod. That's it. It's Yoko. Not only every letter, but every tag, the crown on the oisius in the Sefer Torah, the ones that have crowns on them, what halachas we could derive from the crowns on the top of a letter on the Sefer Torah, everyone that has them. Rabbi Akiva was that personality who brought out Kovod HaTorah to its fullest extreme. Well, it says he was doilish, tilei tilei halachas, mountains and mountains of halachas that you could derive from every letter in the Torah and every from the tagim and the oisius in the Sefer Torah. Zui hodra shel Torah, zui kvoida shel Torah. That gives honor to the Torah. Every letter and every tag has its contribution. Fills in a piece of the picture, the total of Torah. And you could see its contribution. And that brought to the world the facet of the beauty of Torah in a dimension that no one else was able to derive and present like Rabbi Akiva was able to. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva botu kovod HaTorah. And if you think about it, there are other members of Rabbi Akiva that fit in with this picture of his understanding this was the purpose of in which he was put in this world. Like we said earlier, he's like the Moshe Rabbeinu for Torah Shabbat Peh. For the Torah that you could be doilesh on the Torah Shabbat and elucidate. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu for that body of Torah, to bring it down to this world. And other members that Rabbi Akiva said reflect that this is his understanding of his mission to give that to the world, give that over to all future doilesh. The famous Klal of Rabbi Akiva, that the Gemara says that's really the thing that sums it up. Sums all of Torah up. Everything else is just a derivative of that all encompassing principle. See Ava for your friend as much as you'll see for yourself. And in the world at large, they have a phrase, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's a misnomer. Reach is that neighbor? Reach is your Reach, your friend, your companion. There's many layers and definition to Reach, by the way. Tesla, Mithmael Yo, has a very well-known classic maimer on this klal and what the different meanings of Reach are. friend, your spouse is Yoreya. Gilonina Ditsa Vechedra Rav Shalom Vereyus. Reyus is the highest level of spouse retained in relationship with each other. The Rebishta is called our Reya. Zedoidi is a Rei Benois Yerushalayim, says Hashia Shilim. You can have Ava for your companion to the fullest extreme if you recognize that we all carry the Rebishta inside of us. We all have a Chel Kalkami Mal, that together we all encompass the totality of Nessus Yisroel, that is the Rebishta inside of us, that is the Rebishta's partner. And he's the Chos, and where is Kala? That Maimad Asinai thought about that relationship. With that perspective, then you accord each other the proper recognition to each other, what, for the Chashivas that you each represent, and no one is one up over the other. We all contribute to the total unity that makes up that entity. Knesset Yisrael, the Haftar Reyach HaKamoicha, each one of us carries the Eibishter inside of us in a manner and in a dimension that the other person does not. He needs me, I need him. The Haftar Reyach HaKamoicha, Zeklau Godu Batoyla. That's Rebbe Akiva who taught us that principle of Kol HaToyla Kula, because in his personal personality, he brought out that Hodro and Yoifi of the Chlorius of Torah. Every letter, every tag, and what it contributes. And this is from the fundamentals for us to appreciate if we want to inspire ourselves in whatever we do in this world, in Torah mitzvahs. What's true for Torah is true for us. What's true for us is reflected in Torah. Yisrael v'reisa chadhu. We are bound up with the Torah and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, intertwined inseparably. So a characteristic that you see in our nature, human nature, has to be a Torah characteristic as well. And that is true for Torah. What's true for Torah is going to be true for us. We are synonymous with the Torah. It's a mind-boggling fundamental. If it, you really absorb it and take it to heart, it makes your life a different life. That's Rebbe Akiva's teaching. And when he came back with his 24,000 Talmidim back home, and his wife Rochel Bas Kava Savua went to say greet him if they had not seen her husband for so many years, and they didn't know who she was. The Talmid woman was this, a lady pushing away to try to get to the great Rebbe Akiva. And he noticed and he said, no, make way for her. Shaliv Shalachem Shalom. Whatever you and I have attained is her credit. If not for her, we wouldn't be at all here today. And all my Torah wouldn't be in this world. Let's accord her the proper recognition for that contribution. You have to give cover properly to each entity that gives its contribution. Recognize it. Come out of the Rachmanu Letavu of it. Whose memory was that? Whatever Hashem does, see the toiv and the positive in it, even in a terrible calamity, or what looks like a negative incident or tzoga. There's a toiv behind it. Rebbe Akiva said that. You know, the famous piece of Gemara. He's going on the road, and with his candle, with his donkey, and the wind blows out the candle, and the donkey gets attacked by a lion. He looked, where everyone else would see what is going on here, I'm being bereft, or whatever is necessary for me to have, then, and he said there's got to be some toif in these occurrences. And as it became evident in the morning, there were list of Mizuyim bandits who attacked the town, that if he would have proceeded on his way and been there, he would have been caught up in that attack. And this way he wasn't. You don't see it. In the darkness of the night, you cannot see the Eibishter's ways and how whatever he's doing is a mate of HaKol. It looks like it's the worst of calamities. But if you have that all encompassing principle, everything is toiv. Everything contributes and has its identity for toiv and ain toiv ala toila. Then you will see it for its good. If not now, right away, I know it with my conviction and my emunah. I will see it in actuality a little bit further down the line. But I see it already in my vision. With my emunah and my having received and understanding this principle of kol ma'adova is l'tava. Everything has its contribution and has to get its recognition. So here we have a parsha in the Torah. And this is, the subsequent, now finishing off the picture, is heart-grabbing, if you put it that way. But it brings home the message. Very emphatically. Here you have a pasuk. How much time left?
Until now, but we need to hit it.
Okay, I'll just then we'll conclude and the picture, and just if you bear with me another few minutes. Here you have a pasuk. Vayiyu bnei Yisrael b'midbo. It doesn't say who it is. But the word Bamidbo, what's it doing there? It's extra. We know where Klal Yisrael was by the time you come to this parasha Chumash. We know where they were. So here's a word in the Torah that, what is its message? What is it contributing to me? So the Bakiva, who knows this is his mission, to bring out the yoifi of Torah and the excellence of its beauty of knowing every piece, its contribution and giving its recognition, says, I know what this word is here for. It identifies the one who did this malacha, this Mekaisha Sheitzim activity. Bamidbo here clues you into Bamidbo or by Tzrofchor, or Minu Meis Bamidbo. This is Tzrofchor. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Sira says, Rabbi Akiva, you're going to pay a price for this. Kavod HaOdom, the Torah was preserving his dignity, Tzrofchor, by not revealing it was him. And you're revealing it is going against what the Torah until now was doing? And you're reducing his honor, his dignity? You're going to pay a price for that. There's no response in the Gemara for Rabbi Akiva's opinion because it speaks for itself. Of course, Kavod HaAdam has to be held up on a pedestal. It's the most important thing we have to, in our relationships with each other, maintain. That's Rabbi Akiva's klal. He taught it to everyone. You have to learn the Kamoichas, that klal, not about Torah. That's what all of Torah is all about. But there's one institution of kavod that overrides kavod ha'adam. What kavod is that? Kavod ha'Torah, you got it. Kavod ha'Torah supersedes. The kavod of the individual, of the yachid, has to give way to Kavod HaTorah. And Kavod for Torah called for by the one who brings out the Kavod of Torah in its fullest extreme, Rabbi Akiva, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Bottle Kavod HaTorah. It called for, he has to teach us what this word here, Bamidbar, was meant to teach us. and its piece of Kavod HaTorah clearly. It teaches us the identity. If it wasn't until now revealed, because the mission for doing that was Rabbi Akiva's. That was his mission. You have to know your purpose, your chaylik in Torah to elucidate in this world. The same chalkeinu b'sorosav is a constant bakosha. What is my chaylik in Torah? Help me derive it. And so Rabbi Akiva knew he was going to pay the price. Do you know what price he paid? He was killed by the Romans when Asaru Gemalchus, it's a Moraman Brochus, Gemoramanochus, and they ripped his flesh from him. They ripped off his flesh. But in one of the Gemalchus, it adds something that the other one doesn't say. And where did that flesh end up? You remember? I think this one is in Brochus. B'makoyin Shobosu. You know what Makoyin Shobosu is? The butcher's market. Where they sell animal meat. His flesh that was ripped from him ended up mixed up with the bosser in the butcher's market and not brought to the Kvulis Yisrael. What is behind that terrible tragedy that Shtickle Gemara? Being brought to Kvura is the Kovod Achron of a person in this world. The final honor and dignity you give to a person, his body should be brought to Kvura probably, because there is a Hashavas HaNefesh. There's a continuity of his Neshom until such a time as Tchiyas HaMeis. Until then, preserve his dignity in a proper Kvura. And if the boss of Rabbi Kivin was not brought to Kvura, that means it's a Mida Kenega Mida price, that he somehow will have to pay the price for reducing someone else's dignity, namely Tzvachod. So he paid the price for it with a loss of dignity, a sum of his guf and boss. But that is the also witness Hadin that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiros said, well, you're going to have to pay. He knew it, so be it. With Mesilas Nefesh, he accomplished his purpose of bringing his Torah in this world. And that's the model to look at. The Yehavrecha Kamoicha, Kavod HaTorah is all overriding. And they should help. We should always find and be meschanech and mechanech ourselves, be margul ourselves in Torah to find our chaylik in Torah that we were put here for, to bring down to the whole world with Netzach until that day of Molod's day. So Shem, Kamayim, Machasim, that we'll all be zoicha to see together. Thank you for listening.